You know where Sullivan City is?
Yes, sir.
Well, near Sullivan City.
Well, now, going to San Antonio, what was the train like? I mean, just, what was it like inside the train?
Well, they usually had a Pullman, you know. We usually bought a Pullman berth, you know, so we could sleep.
Who all went?
Sir?
Who went with you?
Who went? Well, my brother.
Oh,
usually, he's usually my brother and I went to school at the same time, you know, one of my brothers. And there were some other boys from here in town that went to school there, too.
About how many people from Roma would go to school there? Go off to high school?
At one time, you mean?
Yeah, well, was it common? Did everyone go on to high school in San Antonio?
No.
About how many people would do that every year?
About four, I guess. Well, about four boys, and I guess about two or three, about four girls, too, you know. They went to another school, another Catholic school in San Antonio.
And your, but what size was Roma then?
Roma must have been about 500, I guess.
So not many people
were. It hasn't grown very much either. Well, no, you know, very few people could afford to send their children to school in San Antonio.
You were very fortunate in San Antonio.
I guess so, yes.
Well, tell me about the school there in San Antonio. What was it like?
The school? Well, it was a boarding school, you know, and it was not real in town, you know, it was outside of town, and we stayed there all the school year, you know, except we usually came on Christmas, you know, on Christmas holidays, and when we went to town, we had to walk 1 mile to the trolley car. And we used to say it was the longest mile in Texas. It was really... Yeah, it was... Well, I think it was about... We took that trolley car and then we had to change to another one to get down.
So that was a big move to go into town.
Oh, yes.
Was
yeah.
The school very restricted?
Oh, yes, it was very restricted. We were allowed to go to town just on Sundays, you know. And we had to have a special permit from our parents, too. And they would give you a special written permit to go out, you know. You had to, certain time of day, and you had to be there by, I think it was 6 or 7 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes, sir. Sounds like you really controlled it. What
yeah.
You could do. Tell me about your work here in the store.
Well, I've been working here since I was very young, you know, but I started working regularly since in 1926, and I've been here all that time.
Did you start this store?
No, my father, in 1898.
He started in 1898?
1898, yes.
Has the store changed since then?
Oh, yes. It's been quite some change. Yeah, we used to have a, what they call a general store, you know.
What did you sell in a general
well,
store?
Well, we sold everything from pants, shoes, you know, groceries, and hardware, almost everything, you know, in a general store. Like the old-time general store, you know.
What about... What kind of clothes would you sell in a general store?
Well, there wasn't much choice in those times, you know, men's pants and shirts, you know, and jackets.
What kind of hats and boots and things?
Well, we sold the Stetson hats, those Western hats. Really. That's what people around the country buy.
Did they wear them more then than they do now?
What's that?
The Stetson hats.
No, they wear them. No, they still wear them. It's a big item in this part of the country. You know.